Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Hi, Kira. My name is Stephanie Spagnolo, and there's a charge on my credit card from your company. And can you tell me what it's for?
Okay, ma'am. Can I please have your zip code to further assist you?
33993.
33993, is that correct?
Yes.
May I have your first and last name?
Stephanie, Stephanie Spagnolo, Spagnuolo.
Okay, ma'am, can you please verify your address for me for security purposes?
1438 Northwest First Terrace, Cape Coral, Florida, 33993.
Thank you. Give me one moment while I pull up your account.
And tell me what your name was again. My apologies.
My name is Kiara, and I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
I have a charge on my card, and I do not believe I made the charge.
Okay, let me see.
Do you see it?
Okay, ma'am. It says here that on August 22nd, you pay $5.74 for shipping and handling for an ice maker. Do you remember making that purchase? Card ending in 0345.
For a what? I'm sorry, it broke up. I could not hear you.
For an ice maker. You were charged shipping and handling $5.74 on August 22nd.
I do not recall making that purchase, and I do not have an ice maker. As a
Okay.
matter of fact, I do not even have a refrigerator, so
It's like a small ice maker, ma'am.
I do not have any ice maker at all, ma'am.
I say, so you don't remember making that purchase or anyone that could have made
I
that
did
purchase?
not, no, ma'am, and I'm a widow, so I'm the only one that could have made it.
Okay, ma'am, the reason you're being charged, or let me finish. Okay, the same day as well, whoever ordered it, they asked them to pick a free gift, so they chose the HeroBod app. And I see here that on
The
August 20th,
what?
it was a HeroBod app. It's an app that you download on your phone, ma'am.
No, I don't have that app on my phone either.
And it says here that on August 26th, you were charged $67.32 as well as September 28th. And you were charged $39.99 on October 23rd and $67.32 again on October 30th.
Okay, all of those charges need to come off of my bill. I don't know who I need to talk to, but I have not made these charges.
Okay, ma'am. Well, this would be considered fraud, and we take fraud very seriously.
Absolutely, me too. You got it.
I will have to transfer you over to the fraud department. Give me one
Okay.
moment.
Yes, thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. Give me one moment.
Okay, please. Thank you. You know, when I had those charges on my card, I did not know what it was, and I called my credit card company, and they're the one that told me to call this number, and this is the first time that I'm able to get through. So I don't know if it's fraudulent on your part, but I do need to talk to somebody because I did not make this. I have not received anything, and I need this off my card. And if I need to go through the credit card company, I guess, to claim fraud with them, then I will. But hopefully I can get it resolved with you.
Okay, ma'am. I will be transferring you to the fraud department. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Hold, please.
Can you tell me what the name of your company is that's charged my card?
This is a third-party company, so we service over like thousands of products with different companies. So I'm not really sure. I'm on the website where you well, whoever made the purchase is trustedsavingsupply.com.
I don't have it. I do not know what that is or who that is.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm finna
Okay.
transfer you. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.